Hey, Go Church family. I'm Elia, and I'm here with Pastor Matt.
Hi, everyone.
And Antoine.
Hi. Hello.
Welcome to the last week of this month's series, which I think it's the most exciting it will be. Specifically, that we have Antoine with us.
Yeah,
we're a great example.
Yes, and such a wonderful addition to the discussion in these. Thank you. And you know, just what you're discussing, but the way you came prepared. I know you come prepared for your grow groups, and I'm just
Everyone is welcome to my grow group. It's on Wednesday.
Advertisement for Antoine's grow group
starting 7.
So awesome. The purpose, let's remind ourselves of the purpose. The purpose of this month's series, which is the kingdom of God, is that we want the entire Go Church family to know that in Christ we have been established into the kingdom of God. This is not only where we are going after we die, but where we live from when we are born again. The kingdom of God is in us and must always be operating through us into the world. When we learn how to live from the kingdom of God while we are on earth, we are helping others come into contact with the presence of God and the environment of heaven.
Yes.
So that
praise
means,
God.
Yeah, environment of heaven is completely joy.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that means that the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, we can decide, and it says when we learn how to live. So I have to learn how to apply what is in the kingdom of God here on earth.
Yeah, sure.
So people can see it. So I can affect the earth. So I can affect the place where I work. So I can affect the nation. So I can affect the region.
Yes.
I can affect the world. So I can affect the coming of Jesus.
Yes.
So the main scripture, the key scripture for this month's series as well is Romans 14:17. Mm-hmm. And reading it from the New King James, it says, "For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Spirit."
Thank you, Lord.
And as Pastor Matt was always repeating and saying, it's not rituals and some repetitions or some rules that we have to walk in. It's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And we're coming into an end of this theory, series and this theme. But as we always say, and sometimes we say it, sometimes we miss to say it, but I believe every theme that we talk about in Go Church is not just a theme for the month.
Yes,
it's
indeed
a theme for the life. It's a life style.
Like we always say, we are doers of the word.
And exactly.
This is how we are living the fullness of Jesus Christ's life as a flesh.
Amen. And this is something that we have to live. And like I'm like so happy, and I'm full of joy that the great example of joy in Go Church is with us in this. And this month, and specifically that we're going to touch on the joy and that this verse mentioned in Romans 14.
Yes, I'm going back also to Galatians 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness.
Yeah.
Amen.
The result of something sown,
I
think you said that. Fruit is the result of something that was sown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The result of the work that Christ has done in me, the result of the work that Christ has done in you is joy and peace.
Hallelujah.
And these are attributes that Paul, through the Holy Spirit, through the Apostle Paul, tells this is what the kingdom of God is like.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, when we mention kingdom, now the kings are not here anymore. And we are having like a sort of democracy, let's say.
But kings,
everywhere. Let's say kingdom means like the realm, you know, the ruler reigns over the nation. And he can be oppressing, he can be like rude. But if you think about the kingdom of the Lord, the kingdom of God is completely joy. This is complete freedom as compared to the flesh, to the kingdom of the earth that vanishes. Yeah. All kingdoms on this earth vanishes, and what the everlasting is the kingdom of heaven that is everlasting. Yeah.
And you know the point, like, as you're giving an earthly example, that, for example, if you have democratic, like, ruling, even, like, the president will be afraid because there is rules he needs to stick to.
But we can say him, do not worry, you are, your ruler is the Lord.
Yeah, but, like, in a kingdom, like, state, or, like, if there is a king, there is no one above him. Mm-hmm. He is, like, he has the first and the last word. Even the judges, everyone is under him. Whatever he says is going to work. But like in a democratic rule, the president, he needs to, oh, there's judges, there is rules, there's this. But in a kingdom way, the king is the one who puts the rules.
Yeah, he can take his nation to any side because he's the definitive ruler.
And God is a king. Mm-hmm. That means there is no one above him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we are in his kingdom. And
thank God he is our king.
Yeah, and he called us children. So we are children of the king. We are children of the Most High, mm-hmm. who there is no one above him. He has the last and the first and the last word. In my life, I call him king in my life. That means he has the last, the first and the last word in my life.
Yeah. So indeed, we are soldiers of heaven.
Yeah.
So as in saying that, if we want to see his kingdom or the domain of his rule.
Yeah.
If we want to see it anywhere, we need to see it in us.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And bringing it, you know, down to where we live. We see that in our key scripture. We've been looking at it, Romans 14:17.
Yeah.
It's righteousness. We talked about that. So revelation of who we are in him, who he has made us to be, how he sees us. Mm-hmm. Peace. This is more than just the absence of challenge.
Yeah.
It is the presence of our confidence in his ability to keep his promises.
Yeah.
All those promises that belong to us because we are made righteous.
Yeah.
And in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 9, it says, "The light of the righteous rejoices, but the lamp of the wicked goes out." Mm-hmm. Why, you know, we talked about this in, you know, week one about why it's so important to have a revelation of righteousness, because it unlocks the promises that belong to the just, to the righteous. Mm. Yeah. And this is just one. The light of the righteous.
This is related to identity, actually, because maybe Roy said that maybe at healing school, yourself, you mentioned about like going, the last, one of the podcasts in Christ, I remember this very well. Usually when you are like feeling some kind of sickness, you go to the doctor, what he said to you.
Yeah.
What is why this disease? How was it present back? Your parents,
your family,
family, like looking at the DNA thing. But with Christ, and knowing that you are in Christ, cut off this curse of the law from generation to generation to generation, and we are now really new creatures because we cut off the DNA. Because this is a misunderstanding, but keeping like. Affirming that it's going through generation, we keep it on going. By rebuking sickness and cutting off this, we are in line with Christ. This is our identity. We are completely healed, completely moving from the place of victory. This brings us to peace and joy. That as a result, the loving result as a gift from the Father.
Amen.
Yeah, and then that's that point there. We should be living in a state of joy, and joy is not the same thing as happiness.
That's mm-hmm. right.
And we've talked about that in you know some of our series in the past.
Yeah.
Happiness is an emotion or a reaction to outside circumstances or outside stimulus.
It's momentary also. It vanishes.
But joy is a state of being.
That's right.
And it's a state of strength. Mm-hmm. The Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength.
That's right.
The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. The Bible also says that those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength.
Yes.
So if I spend time with the Lord, mm-hmm. if I spend time in His Word, mm-hmm. I should expect to get joy.
That's right.
To get in contact with joy. Why? Because the Bible says that the kingdom of God is not about rules, rituals,
yes.
observance,
so that's
righteousness. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Heaven is not a sad place.
No, that's right.
It's a place of joy.
Yeah, rejoicing all the time.
And we would recognize that because there are expressions of joy.
That's right.
Expressions of joy are visible outward workings
yeah.
of an inward state.
That's right.
Of joy. And that where peace springs out of confidence, joy actually releases strength.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if we want to see the strong hand of God working on our behalf,
yeah.
the best thing to do is to put up the guard of peace around my heart, around my mind,
yeah.
and then it just with joy yes. draw out water out of the well of That's salvation.
Mm, yeah. It's a relief and leading to complete freedom. The Lord yes. is granting us this real freedom.
Yeah.
So can we invite people to come to our believers' gathering?
Yes.
Because this is where we are, like, we are ourselves. We That's go right. outside of, we are not bounded by, limited by how to behave and yeah. who is looking. Rejoice yeah. with the Lord, sing, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
You are granted free movement.
Yeah.
Do whatever the Holy Spirit is telling you.
Yeah.
So that's why it's the place of worship is the complete freedom, is the kingdom of heaven happening
that's
while
right.
worshiping the Lord and praising Him and
that's
singing
right.
out loud.
And the point, like, if you look into them, into what we have studied in the 3-4 weeks, like, you see the relation between the three of them and how like even in the scripture they have been put it in order. So righteousness yeah. mm-hmm. is identity
yes.
give confidence is the result, like give as a result the peace
mm-hmm.
and then when I'm in a full measure of peace I can just be sitting and rejoicing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm just rejoicing because I have full confidence and I'm in peace and I know that no matter what will happen there is nothing that will shake me.
Mm-hmm.
So like the God is amazing, how he
yeah.
is a God of order, like how he has led the Apostle Paul to write them in order.
Yeah.
Righteousness, peace, and joy in the
joy
Holy
and
God.
Overflow of joy, overflow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and that's, you know, Philippians 4, you we were talking about that last week,
yeah.
but verse 4, rejoice
in the Lord.
In the Lord.
Yes.
So wherever we are in life, wherever we are progressing through a problem,
yeah.
I can always rejoice in the Lord.
That's right.
And where, you know, where Paul wrote the letter to the church in Philippi is a place where, I mean, most of us, I think, would be tempted to just, okay, I want someone to feel sorry for me and probably give me a bottle of antibiotics because this would have been a very dirty place
mm-hmm.
and, yeah. you know, not great treatment. And Paul's, you know, comment is rejoice.
Yeah. Like I can imagine, like if he's writing from a natural standpoint, maybe he'll say, I will rejoice when I see you coming to visit me.
Right.
But I said, rejoice in the Lord. Yeah. So the place of the joy, the place where you rejoice, the place of victory, the place of praise is in Him.
Yes.
So that's when right. you get into Him, yes. that's is exactly the place right. of man, rejoice. That's
good. It's completely
it's not
victorious.
When I'm standing outside, I don't mm-hmm. rejoice to enter to Him. I rejoice in Him.
Yes.
The place where I get into because of what He has done for me, when I get into Him, which what we have studied last month in Christ, this is the place yes. of praise.
So, and I can, that means that I can rejoice at any time.
Yes, that's any right. place.
Any
everywhere.
Place.
Yeah.
Even if you are in the middle of the desert, in Christ in you, you won't be thirsty.
Yeah. And that rejoicing releases the strength
yeah.
of the Creator.
That's right.
The strength of the covenant.
Yeah.
And the strength of the power of the resurrection.
Hallelujah.
That is all mine as a believer.
Yes.
So what is the kingdom of God then? Righteousness, peace, and joy. Mm-hmm. It is the outworking of who we are in Christ.
That's
and who
right.
Christ is in
yes.
us. And
thank you, Lord.
And if you come into a room, like you come into the room and you see a person and you can tell from the outside, before you even talk to them, if they are joyful or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There, it is not a secret. It's not a secret, right? If you see someone and they're just sitting and their hands, mm-hmm. head in their hands,
you can tell.
Scratching their head, they're wiping their eyes.
Something is not
Something's happened. Wrong, right? No. But again, if you walk in the room and you find Antoine the Joyful and he's just over there chuckling, what's happening? I'm in Christ. and but let me, you know, we say that and we laugh. Look at Matthew chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2. This is the story about the wise men.
Yeah.
We often say there are three wise men, but the Bible doesn't say there were three wise men. There might have been as many as 40. But the wise men, as they're coming, they're coming from the east.
Yes.
Verse 10, it says, when they saw the star... This is talking about the star that appeared over Bethlehem when Christ was born. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. Rejoiced, that's one word that relates to joy. Mm-hmm. Then the word exceedingly, that's a description
of
how much.
And then with great joy. Is added. Like
so joy is even not enough, you know?
So rejoice exceedingly with great joy. So what do you reckon these guys looked like? Just sad, like slow music. No. They are excited.
Yeah.
They're excited and they're rejoicing.
Yeah.
But they haven't seen Him yet.
Mm.
They journeyed, the Bible says, from afar,
yeah.
perhaps as far away as Persia, these guys would have come yeah. from. And so they've been on the road for a long time.
But they know now and, when they saw the star.
And they see, and they're rejoicing exceedingly
with
great joy, and they still haven't made it all the way to the manger.
Yeah.
This is faith.
This is faith.
In action.
Faith in action. Why? Because the evidence that I have in the Word of God
yeah.
of the victory that is mine in Christ
right.
is enough for me
yes.
to rejoice
yes.
exceedingly with great joy. And when they finally arrived at the manger, you know what they did?
They saw Him.
They gave big offerings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah. You can't give if you're not
right.
full of joy.
God loves a cheerful yeah. giver.
And it's a heart issue.
It's a heart yeah. issue. And this is why I mention it. Joy is the place where the serious business of heaven happens.
That's mm-hmm. right.
And I didn't say that. Pastor Mark Hankin yeah. said that. And it's the atmosphere in which God operates.
Yeah.
you don't you won't find that God is moody. You know, he is full of joy.
Yes, that's
right. This is his environment.
It's his environment. It's the environment of heaven. And so I can adopt that same wherever I am.
That's right.
Paul was in prison. These guys were on the road. Mm-hmm. What's the answer? What's the direction? Rejoice.
Yes. Yeah.
What should I be doing tomorrow at 4 o'clock in the afternoon? Rejoicing. Why? Because it is the kingdom of God, and it is my posture in kingdom living.
That's
to be full of joy.
Thank you,
comparing Lord. This to some maybe practical example, let's say, people in flesh, you tend to have like ups and downs and feeling of related to a place, specific place where you feel like, oh, I am in the city now, it's full of pollution. I should maybe go relax in the mountains or I'll be in a better environment, in a better place. Think when you overthink all of this, the past, no, I don't need to be. It's very good to go to the mountains.
Yeah.
I'm not saying no to that. But actually, you, if you know you actually you are in the environment of the Lord.
Yeah.
Paul was writing this in not like any prison. And he knew his environment.
Right.
He knew where he is coming from and going to.
Yeah.
So that's why it doesn't. So the place doesn't affect you anymore.
That's right.
The surroundings doesn't. They don't affect you. And like I said, maybe in the previous week, even war or crisis does not affect me or any believer anymore. So because we know where our victory and
that's
our
right.
thanks, our power is coming from the
that's
Lord.
That's right. And another thing from the camp meeting that Pastor Sam said, that like touching on what you have just said, that circumstances are not affecting me, but my joy, my praise affect the enemy.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
It brings
right.
confusion to them.
Yeah.
They say, oh, we're doing this, but they're still rejoicing. What is wrong with that? They'll be confused. And he said it.
Undefeatable.
Yeah, he said, praise brings confusion into the kingdom of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what we see, you know, we see that in type in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
But we have it as direct instruction in the New Testament. Let's look at James chapter 1. James chapter 1. Verse 2 starts with a verb. Mm-hmm. A verb is a word that describes action.
Count.
Count or consider. In fact, the reason why some English translations use the word count is in the original language, this is like the way you would describe an accounting function. So, You spend money in a business and you, what did I spend money? Why did I spend this money? I spent this money on this thing. So I'm going to count this as that.
Yeah.
I'm going to count this receipt as something to do with facilities or something to do with, you know, a gift I bought for someone.
Yeah.
I'm counting it as something. Verse 2, he says, consider or count it. What's it? It is whatever is happening. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials. So, you know, you use the illustration of the most recent war. If you think about, you know, Lebanon has had in the last 100 years, almost more conflict than non-conflict, if you tally it up. But if you think, you know, just that's on a national level. Zoom into a family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many wars are fought in families?
Oh.
You know, trials, tests, hopes that don't get fulfilled.
Yeah.
And the instruction here is, take the receipt of that and put it in the joy column.
Yeah.
Consider it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing or trying of faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result so that you may be perfect. That word perfect actually means to be complete,
yeah.
Whole,
yeah.
Whole and complete, lacking in nothing,
mm-hmm.
Lacking in nothing.
Yeah.
So this is not just go ahead and be glad without an answer.
Yeah.
No, we're talking about how to get to the answer.
That's right.
How to get result, how to get change, how to see change. The path to change, that's joy.
Counted joy.
Yeah. And it starts with the decision.
Yeah.
This is not someone's going to do it for me. Like last week, I can't do anything about your worrying habit. Yeah. You have to address that.
Yeah, that's right.
The same thing is true, though. In the midst of adverse circumstances,
yeah.
We can choose to be joyful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, a spiritual mentor that's really, developed, you know, the ministry calling on my life, he would make this statement frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I didn't really understand it when he would say it. I would just laugh because I thought it was funny. He would say, even if defeat is walking naked in front of me, I choose to laugh and rejoice. And I would just hear that and I would laugh and I would think that's funny, you know, imagining defeat walking naked. That's funny. But then I realized one day, if you think about that statement,
yeah.
That's going to get attention. It's going to draw attention.
Yeah.
It's not just defeat, but it's defeat or loss that demands attention, that demands focus. And what he was saying is, even when defeat is demanding, you have to look at me, you have to accept, this is the only way it's going to be, there's not going to be any way, any other change, right then, I can just choose.
Yeah.
I don't have to feel like it. I don't have to have any kind of confirming
support.
No, I can just choose to say this. I'm going to have as joy.
Hallelujah.
And the result of that is there in verse four, lack nothing.
Mm.
Be perfect and complete and lack nothing.
Yeah. Whole, complete, lack nothing.
This joy relates me to whenever I want to check some batteries, battery checker. This is a checker of faith.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Indicator.
Yeah. And which is what Romans 15:13 says.
Yes,
the God of hope fill you with joy and peace in believing. Mm-hmm. So if I'm not in peace about something, I don't have any confidence.
Yeah.
If I'm not rejoicing, I'm not expecting.
That's right. That's right. That's well said. And you see here that, like, you count it first.
Yes.
So you That's take a decision to take it before it happens.
Yeah.
When, like, we studied, this is 100% faith. This is how faith works, is believing before seeing.
Yeah.
So you count it so that you might... So. If you want to be perfect, complete, and lacking nothing, you need to do verse 2.
Yeah.
So as like once you were talking about John 15, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, I remember you said it when we were in Rema, Nigeria, said most of the people, they need the second part of it, but they don't want to do the first part. So they want to ask anything so they can receive it without doing. And here the same thing. You know, I can't have verse 4. Without doing verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
So in order for me to be perfect, complete, and lacking nothing, I need to count everything joy.
Yeah.
That means rejoicing every day, every morning, every afternoon, every evening, no matter what's happening.
Yeah, in any
things are good.
Whatever is happening.
Just rejoicing in the Lord.
And it's not a response to outside stimulus.
Yeah.
It is an it's a response to the word of God.
Yeah, to what Jesus has done.
And it is a reflection or an expression of my expectation.
That's right.
Pastor Mark Hankin said that, and it just stuck with me. When I rejoice, I'm expressing my expectation.
That's right.
I'm making it known.
Yeah.
If no one else, to me, that I expect.
That's right.
That the evidence that I have in the Word of God is enough.
Yeah. You know, it's the same as we give an example as like a child. If you say to a child, next Friday, I'm going to give you like a new gift, or a new phone or a new bicycle. They trust your word. So they believe that you're saying the truth. So they started rejoicing at the moment that you said the word.
Yeah. More and more coming of excitement and joy.
Yeah, they don't wait until, like, if you say next Friday, they don't wait until next Friday to rejoice. They started rejoicing and expecting and rejoicing more and more because the days are coming closer and Friday is coming. So they rejoice more and more. They don't say, oh, it's Thursday, tomorrow I will have the bicycle. No, they'll be, oh, it's tomorrow.
Yes.
They will rejoice.
They act like they received it anyway, exactly, before receiving it.
Yes. Because they have full trust in your word. So if we only...
How much more?
Yeah, how much more is the word of God? If we just treat the word of God like this, that it is 100% true, that all the promises of God are yes and amen for me, and rejoice about them.
That's why you have to have the heart of children.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. Joy will produce the kingdom of God in our life.
Yeah,
we have been transferred into the kingdom. We are to live in the kingdom.
That's right.
But choosing to live in joy will see the kingdom manifest in our life, or that's what the Bible calls days of heaven on the earth.
So let's rejoice on that in the kingdom of God. Yeah.
Days of heaven on the earth. And there are in Proverbs 15, let's just look over there as we close.
Yeah.
Proverbs 15. There are some promises that open up for us. And these are, you know, one among many. We can look at more of these in the grow groups. But verse 13, a joyful heart makes a cheerful face. But when the heart is sad, the spirit is broken. So a joyful heart does something. Mm. It's going to affect something.
Yeah.
Right? And we say it, you know, if you're joyful, there'll be some expression, right? But it goes more, right? Because if the heart is sad, the spirit is broken, there's the reverse of that is true. A joyful heart is a strong spirit.
That's right.
A strong spirit. Yeah. And the Bible says that a strong spirit will sustain a person during bodily harm.
That's right.
So,
can I go to verse 30?
Yeah.
So eyes that focus on what is beautiful bring joy to the heart.
Yes.
And hearing a good report refreshes and strengthens the inner being.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
And what is that? Focus.
Yeah.
Focus.
Yeah, the light of the eyes. Yeah.
What am I looking at?
Yeah.
And this is where peace and joy are not separate from one another.
That's right.
You're not going to find someone that they're real good at rejoicing, but they worry all the time.
That's right.
It doesn't match.
No. These three, righteousness, peace, and joy, like you said, they're in a progression.
That's right.
We're looking at them this way because one builds on the other.
Yeah.
And
they
joy
complete each other.
Yeah. And and joy then releases the strength of God into our life.
You know, it's exactly like us. It's three in one. It's exactly like God. Three in one. You can't have one without the two.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't have righteousness without peace and joy.
Yes.
You can't have joy only without righteousness and peace. You cannot separate them from each other. It's three in one. Mm-hmm. They all continue each other. They are all related. They like they support each other. They build on each other. They continue the work of each other.
And the we won't take the time now, but I would encourage you to study this. Yeah. Joy is it has a work that it does in me and you.
Yeah.
But joy has a work in the spirit. You talked about joy. It introduces, you know, chaos into the camp of the enemy.
That's right.
I love this.
But it also releases things in the realm of God.
That's right.
And we see this in Zechariah. Zechariah had a vision of two olive trees and a lamp. Yeah. And it's, you know, this very intricate vision, and the angel says, "Do you know what you're looking at?" And Zechariah is like, "No." And the angel said, "This is the word of the Lord."
Wow.
This is the word of the Lord. But if you study what's happening around that, when Zechariah was having that vision, the priests and the servants of God were rejoicing because they were rebuilding the temple.
Yeah.
And they were just setting the first stone, and they began to rejoice. And he has this vision. Joy releases the strength of God, resurrection power of God into our life.
Yeah.
And it has an effect on me. It has an effect on the enemy, but it has an effect in the realms of God because it releases the power of God to affect his word and bring it to pass.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
So we want to be people with a strong revelation of righteousness.
Yeah.
If you have a strong revelation of righteousness, strengthen it.
I think this takes us back into the theme of influence.
Yes.
We should be people of influence, influencing the realm of God, the realm of the enemy, and our lives at the same time.
Yeah. And there's a famous author, he's in heaven now, but he said that the victory of Christ for the believer is complete in three worlds, mm-hmm. heaven, earth, and hell.
Wow.
So who I am in Christ will influence all three realms.
That's right.
The way to do that for us is to develop and strengthen that revelation of righteousness, to purpose to live in that garrison or guard of peace.
Yeah.
And then constantly rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen to that.
The kingdom of God, kingdom living.
Yeah, as I said, this is something that we should be living.
Yes.
This is a lifestyle. This is not something we're coming into an end of this podcast episode and this month is serious, but this is something that have to continue with us in our life, in our daily life, not just like once per month or like daily life. So we can move and step into what God has for us as like individuals and as a church as well.
Let's rejoice. We are in the kingdom of
God.
That's exactly right.
We are in Christ.
In Christ.
Amen.
I thank God.
Yeah.
And I thank you for taking the time to study this with us, for joining with us in the Grow Groups, and for just being in the kingdom of God with us.
Praise the Lord.
We want you to know that we love you.
We're praying for you.
We're praying for you. And we expect God's richest and best to be yours.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.